Hello, everyone. I am Amber Irwin with the Social Speak Network, and I am really excited for today's podcast. We have Deb Creer on with us. And I, you know, LinkedIn is something that our clients ask us a lot about. And I feel like it's one of those platforms that's been around for a long time, but they've been, you know, in my opinion, in and out of the social media trends. And I feel like in 2019, it's something, it's a kind of an untapped gold mine in a way, if you know how to use it. So Deb is an expert in LinkedIn, and we have some great topics we're going to talk to you guys today about. So Deb, tell us a little bit about who you are and your background in digital marketing.
Well, Amber, thank you so much for having me on your program. This is going to be so much fun. We actually know each other from Colorado, and now we're Southern girls, so that's very fun. But I've been on LinkedIn since, I believe, 2006. So, you know, it was one of the first platforms. Actually, it was the first digital platform that I got on. Some of the others didn't even exist yet. But I got on LinkedIn because it was the I'm looking for a job, so you need to be on LinkedIn type of thing. And, you know, and then other things have come along. I don't do tons, because we can get overwhelmed, right? You know, I have business owners that come up to me and they say, well, I should be here and here and here and here and here and here. And then their head goes, it's like, no. Pick one or two and go from there. I mean, I'm still not on Instagram. But yeah, you know, it's just, I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. And that's it. Those are the only digital platforms that I use, because like, you can get overwhelmed. Or if you're like me, it's not overwhelming. It's very distracting. And I think that is one of the reasons why more and more people like LinkedIn, or they're coming back to it, is we can get so distracted on some of the other platforms, looking at the pictures, watching the cute cat videos, that all of a sudden we've lost an hour and done nothing. On LinkedIn, at least if you're getting distracted, you're reading business articles, you're reading articles about your industry, you know, you're learning about people that you are networking with. And so it's not really a distraction.
Right. And that's, so with LinkedIn, what are some trends that you see businesses going after in 2019? What do you see more relevant with LinkedIn?
Well, I'm seeing just an increase in people using LinkedIn, and especially the people who used Facebook a lot. And, you know, I'm still one of those people that uses Facebook a lot, but it's getting more and more divisive, you know, especially in the world of politics. You know, there's just so many things that are on Facebook, whether it's sports, whether it's politics, religion, whatever it is, that we don't want to be there. And we certainly don't want to be there trying to conduct business, so then we don't go at all. You know, and on LinkedIn, it is something where we're back to focusing on business there. And I think that's why more and more people are coming back to LinkedIn, and they are adding new features. You know, they recently added being able to do live video. They're just rolling that out to some folks. I have only, you know, I have 4,000 or 5,000 contacts on LinkedIn. I only had two that currently have the option to be able to do that. And you know, and people love it on Facebook. Right. So I think that's one of the things that LinkedIn is thinking about. Plus, we, you know, it's fun because, you know, you could do, say, a conference or a speech, or you and I could be doing this as LinkedIn also. Yeah. So I think video is a big thing. And businesses are starting to really figure out that they can have the business pages there. Will they catch on like they did on Facebook? Maybe, maybe not. But I think, again, people are moving away from Facebook, but they know that they still have to be in that digital world. Right. So where are they going to be? And I think they're trending back towards LinkedIn.
Now, do you think as a business owner, I know that one thing that our clients had struggled with Facebook is that personal business life balance. And you know, we had clients that, you know, they just wanted their personal profile to be their personal profile, not to post any business, right. Business just to be business and nothing personal. But I feel like those ways are changing now. Mm-hmm. People, you know, want that authentic brand.
Right.
Do you think with LinkedIn, the business pages and the profile, that, you know, what's that combination of posting? Are you putting, you know, obviously you're not putting your cats and your kids on LinkedIn as, as much as you would Facebook, but do you still feel with that personal profile that you should be implementing personal and business? And where does that business page, you know, come in?
You know, I definitely think that we need to include some personal things on LinkedIn because, as you mentioned, it's about being authentic. You know, we all know that we work with people we know, like, and trust. And so we get to know them by those little personal tidbits. So it's okay to have a little bit of that on LinkedIn. You know, and again, like you said, we're not posting our cat pictures. We're not posting things like that. But there's little ways that you can still put that in there. So maybe it is, you know, a little bit about maybe if you were at a networking event, what personal thing would you drop in? You know, so maybe it was, hey, I went on vacation. And, you know, and on Facebook, you're going to post the 900 pictures. On LinkedIn, you might post a picture of your vacation and maybe, you know, something businessy about
maybe like a book you read.
Or, right. Yeah. You know, recently went on vacation. Here's the book that I read, you know, some things like that. Or maybe it was, you know, you had great, you know, a great customer service example that while you were on vacation, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
And people look for those, you know, they really, again, they want to connect with people on that personal level. That's why I say, you know, we always want to include on our LinkedIn profiles what we do to volunteer, you know, past and present, and our education. You know, alumni groups are some of the greatest ways to network on LinkedIn. There's something about, you know, it doesn't matter when you graduated, alumni want to help other alumni. So, you know, you want to have that in there. But the volunteer is also another great place to be able to put that on LinkedIn to show that you are involved in your community, that you're not just business, you know, all of these various things.
Yes, definitely. Well, and that kind of goes into what are the top three things that business owners or a marketing team should be doing on LinkedIn to see a return from their efforts?
Well, the first thing is on your personal profile, especially to really make sure that it is current and that it is fully optimized. You know, I see so many people's profiles who still look like what they posted, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when they were looking for a job. So they cut and pasted their resume and then they never went back and updated it. You know, we have to have as much content there as possible because people are really researching people before we do business with them. So you want to have all that content. You really have to have some of the biggies, like a current photo, which is always fun for women because we change our hairstyles, you know, all these various things. And but it needs to be a current picture. I tell people, you know, if I'm meeting someone for the first time, I need to be able to look at their LinkedIn photo and walk up to them in a crowd and find them.
Right.
You know, and so the current picture, professional headline, you know, that needs to not just say president of, founder of, you know, you need to take full use of the 120 characters there and then really fill out your summary. You know, that's where I see so many people have like a sentence, two sentences, nothing. You know, your summary is where you tie it all together.
Yeah.
So if somebody doesn't want to read about the specific experience that you had at XYZ company or what you did here or there, or even where you went to school, they will read the summary. And then the cool thing that LinkedIn added, I believe it was last year, maybe even 2 years ago, is the banner background that goes behind your picture. And it's kind of an ugly blue default right now. And so people need to take advantage of that. I mean, it's a billboard behind your head. So why wouldn't you want to have that there? So that really is, you know, one of the first steps. And, you know, really just make sure that's there, that it's current, that you're updating it. And then you want to post consistently. You know, you're comparing, say, Facebook and LinkedIn. We go on Facebook and we post 20 times a day, maybe. Now, that's too much on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
But because people aren't really posting on LinkedIn, when you do post something that is good content, it will stand out. Because, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, it's not something that people are using. So when you post and have it great stuff, you're going to become that thought leader.
Right.
And then the other thing is consistency. You know, it's always fun to go look and see when was somebody's last post.
Yeah.
You know, was it yesterday? Was it last month? Was it last year? You know, we can accomplish a lot on LinkedIn in 15 minutes a day. Just 15 minutes. I mean, you know, I'm on LinkedIn while I'm eating breakfast. That's kind of my 15 minutes. I can do pretty much everything I need to do. I might check in a little bit later in the afternoon, but I don't spend a lot of time on LinkedIn and you can still really make it beneficial.
I love that. And with going back to the first thing you said about the summary, you can also put videos in your summary as well, right?
Right. You can put video, you can put work samples. So say you're a graphic designer. You can show examples of your work because you can have files that are uploaded. If you're, say, a copywriter, you can have things like that. You can have your brochures, all these various things. PowerPoint, you know, that's always great. Right. Obviously, if you work for a company, you need to make sure that you have their permission to be able to post those things. But in most cases, you do.
Right.
So, yeah, you give people those examples of your work. Rather than doing, you know, you get the message, you contact them, and then you might remember to email it. Just have it there so that people could go and see it. And then make sure that you're linking to your websites. That's the other thing that people forget is they don't put their own website in there. So make, and you can put three. So, you know, put your website links in there.
Yeah. That contact information, because if that's where they're going to go and try to find you, but they can't connect with you, they can't contact you, I mean, it's kind of pointless then.
Well, and I tell people, put that information in your summary. You know, yes, it is in other places in LinkedIn, but excuse me, you want to make it easy and simple to find.
Yep.
I want to open it and see, oh, there's the contact information.
Exactly.
Don't put it in your headline. I see people do that all the time. No, don't put your contact information there. Don't waste that valuable character count.
Right.
But yeah, put it in your summary so that people, and it's the old marketing call to action, you know, hey, contact me at, if you're interested, here's, you know, all those various things because it's right there. It's right in front of them. Because again, we get sidetracked. If I have to click another button to find your contact information, then I might click out of your profile and do something.
Right. Definitely. So we work with a lot of health and wellness industry or, you know, companies in the health and wellness industry. And one thing that we get, you know, asked is we have the, let's just say it's a chiropractic office that has five locations and 10 chiropractors.
Right.
And there is a LinkedIn business page. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then each of them have their own LinkedIn profiles that they're pretty active in. Mm-hmm. Now, as a strategy for the company, and really for any company, you know, are those individual people posting to the business page, or are they sharing content from the business page to their personal profile? How does that work with LinkedIn?
Yes. and because you want as much content out there as possible.
Right.
So, you know, the first thing you need to make sure is consistent messaging. Okay. So, you know, when the doctors, the office manager, whoever it is, you know, they need to say the same thing about the business. So for example, you wouldn't want it to, you know, one profile to say we have five offices, another profile to say we have 10 offices, another profile to look like it's a standalone office.
Right.
So come up with, you know, just a little bit of messaging that has, you know, the statement about them. So it might say, you know, here at XYZ Chiropractic, our philosophy is, you know, and so again, you've got that consistency because people will look at multiple ones. So it, and in essence, it would be like them looking at several different websites and they get confused.
Right.
And if they get confused, they go somewhere else.
Yep.
But then posting their own content, and it is a little bit, you need to develop probably a social media policy as to what is appropriate content, you know, and it is, it's especially if you're on your personal page, it is your personal page. But if somebody's posting content and it, you know, this doesn't happen nearly as often on LinkedIn as it does on say Facebook, but you want to have consistent messaging. So you want to, but it's okay to post it on both places. Or, you know, and or be sharing from your other offices too. So say you and I are doctors in two different locations.
Right.
You've got great content. So I'm going to share it on my page also.
Yes.
So it's just kind of about sharing those resources because we only, I always tell people, we only have 28 hours in our day, right? And so, you know, I don't want to have to spend a good chunk of my time just looking for content. So if I can borrow from someone else or share their content, that's where it really comes in. And you know, so it might be that there's one person that manages the business page and then, you know, people share from there, but then they also are sharing from their own personal pages too.
Yep. And do you think that that sharing strategy is still as important on LinkedIn as it is, you know, other platforms?
I think it is because we see, you know, LinkedIn runs on the algorithms just like the other platforms. Right. So the more interaction there is, the more LinkedIn goes, hey, this is somebody that is very active, that they're very authentic, that they're very a big power user. So, you know, sharing, liking, all of those various things are just as important as they are on the other social media platforms.
Okay. And what's, you know, we've talked a lot about kind of the business pages and personal profiles, mm-hmm. and the top three things that business owners or marketing teams should be doing, but what is an idea strategy behind LinkedIn?
Well, I think whether you're using it, you know, as a business owner or as a business, it does help to develop what I would have called like a PR calendar, you know, something like that. So maybe you, and plus it helps you when you're thinking, what the heck am I going to post today?
Yes.
So maybe Monday you're posting an industry article. Tuesday you're posting something that's going on in your community. Wednesday you're posting something about an industry trend. You know, Friday you're posting something about your office, you know, whatever it is. Yeah. And then you kind of stick with that editorial calendar.
Yeah.
And again, it does make it simpler because you're thinking, okay, it's Wednesday, I need to be posting about X. Now, clearly if something comes up and, you know, because we want to, you know, take advantage of situations in the news, you know, a lot of those things. You and I were talking off the air about Alex Trebek and his cancer diagnosis. A lot of times chiropractic can be involved in something like that.
Right.
So you wouldn't want to wait until the next time you're supposed to post an industry article because you've missed that curve. So
yeah.
It's okay to change things up, but kind of plan out your strategy. You know, on Monday I post this, and to me it doesn't really matter time of day. I mean, you know, we really don't see those. Well, Tuesday at 2 is the best time to post strategies anymore, because
right.
then of course everybody posted Tuesday at 2, and then it was overwhelming. Just post whenever. You know, but like I said, I'm on in the morning, so that might be when I post, but don't get caught up in that, you know, and I think that's the thing. You know, people are like, well, oh my gosh, I have to be on LinkedIn at 9 o'clock in the morning. I have to post an article. I don't have an article, so I'm going to not go. And then the next day they find another reason to, you know, to not be there. So, but it still has to be fun. I mean, because if it's not fun, if it's not enjoyable, we're not going to be there.
Yep. Yeah. You still need to give that value to your
mm-hmm.
audience. You want
right.
them to. Mm-hmm. And what about now? I know with other platforms, sometimes there's tools, you know, like Buffer mm-hmm. or Hootsuite mm-hmm. to be able to schedule those posts
yep.
out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use any of those tools for LinkedIn, or are you just having your strategy and then posting manually?
I do both. I use Buffer to post some things that I know are going out all the time. And one of the things that I do is a business quote. Actually, it doesn't even have to be a business quote. The one I did last week was from Cookie Monster. So, but it's kind of just cute little pithy quotes.
Yeah.
I do 3 a week.
Okay.
From, you know, a variety of places. So I create the image and I go into Canva. Love Canva. And so I create those images and then I schedule those in Buffer. So I can,
okay.
I can do like a month at a time.
Right.
But, you know, as you know, I also have a podcast, so we have some images that we schedule for that.
Okay.
So that's just kind of one of those things that's done.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a firm believer that if you can schedule something, it gets it out of your way. So that
yeah.
again, you're not stopping. Oh my God, it's Wednesday and I'm supposed to have posted this.
Mm-hmm.
If you know it's, you know, schedule it out. I post for my clients a lot of times scheduling things out because I'll get a lot of things from them, a lot
right.
of content. And I know I don't want to have to remember to do something on Thursday, so I schedule it.
Excellent.
So I love the scheduling programs, and LinkedIn likes the scheduling programs. You know, we all do that thing with Facebook doesn't
yes.
like this. LinkedIn doesn't care. LinkedIn just likes content. And it was great. We talk about these things like they're people. But yeah, LinkedIn, content's content. It doesn't really matter where it comes from.
I love it. And so I just, you know, we have been, this is all that LinkedIn has really been around, you know, that B2B,
mm-hmm.
Building a, you know, your business brand, identifying your business voice.
Mm-hmm.
And not once did we mention that LinkedIn was just for jobs, because that
right.
is what
mm-hmm.
people think. I mean,
mm-hmm.
originally, like you said in the beginning,
right.
that's what people, you know, that's what LinkedIn was started mm-hmm. for. But it's come so far.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really a place that business owners can conduct business, connect with their ideal, you know, target market,
mm-hmm.
and really you know, in my eyes, LinkedIn can really be a really big lead generation tool.
Right. You know, and it's all about developing your personal brand.
Yes.
And LinkedIn is great for that, because when you change jobs, you know, careers, whatever, you still have your identity on LinkedIn, and you're not having to start over with, you know, whatever it is. So it's a great place to really make sure that your personal brand is going to rock. And the other big guy on the block, Google, likes LinkedIn. And so if you look for someone's name, you know, right, I'm going to meet with you this afternoon, so I'm just going to Google your name to find a little bit about you. If you've been very active on LinkedIn, it comes up very high in a Google search. So, you know, it's all about creating that personal branding that will transition for years to come and go with you.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much, Deb. Tell us a little bit more about the services that you offer. How can people connect with you, your podcast?
The easiest way to talk about personal branding is to go to debkrier.com, debkrier.com. And there are links there to my podcast, which is The Business Power Hour, which is a ton of fun. You know, lots of good business tips there. But I also focus a lot on LinkedIn training. And so we have LinkedIn for C-Suite, which is a program or services that we provide for executives. But you and I are executives also, you know, right. Whether we have a company of one or two or a company of thousands, we're leaders in that company. And so LinkedIn for C-Suite, literally it's one of those mornings.
Oh,
LinkedIn for C-Suite is all about how we create that personal brand, and we have that great profile, and we've got several different services that we provide there. Whether you want to do it yourself, because right, you know, we can do that. Or if you're so busy that you just don't have time, we can create that profile for you.
Love it. Awesome.
And well, that's at debkrier.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today,
thank
Deb.
Thank you. This has been wonderful.
Yes. And guys, I highly recommend connecting with Deb. Her podcasts are great. And I just think, again, you know, LinkedIn is such a growing platform that most of us, you know, raise your hand if you have a profile and you haven't updated it in over a year. Go to your LinkedIn profile today, take these tips, and update it today. Thank you,
and
everyone.
Connect with both of us on LinkedIn.
Yes, please do. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Thank you.